Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Get a win. They get a win tonight. That's two straight, and all of a sudden you're right in the thick of the playoff hunt. You lose, it's probably curtain, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. I like what the Rams are doing right now. I'm worried about the 49ers. I think the 49ers are slowly bleeding out, Nick, here.
So it's interesting. I think the 49ers are just where the Browns are with like a better quarterback option.
Aged,
and more continuity.
Aged. You think they're where the Browns are?
I'm talking about in terms of the rest of the roster. Like, I think Shanahan is a better coach than Stefanski.
Yeah.
I think Brock Purdy has been, you've got consistent, healthy, he's not healthy this year, but consistency at the quarterback position for the last several years. And I think that has elevated them. But I think if you look from, I think the problem is the same with the rest of the roster. I think it's Nick Bosa and a bunch of dudes who are probably not as good as Nick Bosa or anywhere close. Even Fred Warner's gotten a little bit older. And in your case, your Fred Warner is hurt in JOK. Who knows if he'll play again?
I think the Ayuk and CMC injuries were a lot for him.
Yeah, I think you can say the same thing for the Browns. Like, if the Browns were healthy, they were healthier this season, I don't think you're 3-10. You might be a 5-win team right now with the way things went, but I don't think you're 3 wins. Like, getting back to the idea of perplexing, it is the perfect storm of crap that has led you to 3-10.
Yeah.
And when you get here with injuries and the issues at quarterback and the issues in the O-line, the issues on the defense, what you're supposed to be able to fall back on is that thing that Ross Tucker tried to tease us about 2 weeks ago, which is culture, which is the thing that you sustain.
Well, and that's what's interesting with the Rams. So the Rams had a really banged up offensive line. When you looked at the offensive line numbers, the only team that was consistently worse than the Browns for the majority of the season was the Rams. A couple weeks ago, they got back to full strength, though, and they got healthy, and they like dead cat bounced. And all of a sudden, Matthew Stafford is having this past few weeks. He's been incredible. I'm sure you watched that the back and forth against the Bills. That game was unreal. And so like there are teams out there that are able to do that, and I think the Rams are evident of that. But the 49ers and the Browns are two teams that just didn't.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. I think I think the other part of what we've talked about with both the 49ers and Browns is I think they got old. I think your core has gotten old, and I don't think either team has drafted nearly well enough to replenish the talent that you need. The Browns at least have the excuse of you have, what, two top 70 picks in the last 3 years, right? So like that's a viable thing of like, hey, why don't you have enough talent to kind of replenish? Now, in fairness, the rest of the drafts aren't that great either, but like with San Francisco, they just haven't drafted well enough. They just haven't found, like, and they've had plenty of stabs to get it right, and they just haven't. But I will say, like, with the Browns and the conversation we've had, is this a full rebuild? Like, who are your core guys right now? Like, definitively. Like, who are the guys you know are going to be your best players next year?
So, Myles Garrett obviously goes nowhere.
Yeah.
And actually, I saw a stat earlier today about the pressure rate of the Browns without Myles Garrett. Unsurprisingly.
Was it not great?
It's not great. They're like 28th in the league or something since week 11 when Myles Garrett is not on the field. Myles Garrett's part of the core. Denzel Ward's part of the core. I now have Jerry Jeudy in as part of the core, by the way.
I'd agree, by the way. Yeah. David Njoku's like part
cheap,
of the core.
Friendly contract. They're just not getting rid of that. The Njoku thing is interesting because although I think he's part of the core, I could see where Njoku is one of the few players that would turn around and say, you're wasting my time here.
All right.
I could see him getting disgruntled at the idea that, like, hey, I've given you enough time. We've done this song and dance. I want to win, and you guys are taking forever. It just feels like there's something there, especially with tight ends, too. Tight end, it's not talked about enough because Travis Kelce at 35 is awesome, but a lot of tight ends post 30 do not have the same type of career that Travis Kelce had.
My word to David Njoku, because I could see it. I agree with you. My word to David is, if you want to get out of a place, you have to have a good enough season to substantiate that.
For sure. So what are we at? Four here? JOK is part of the core as well.
Yep. But I don't know. I don't know if he's ever going to play again.
Well, okay, that's fair.
So
That's fair. They don't tell us anything, so how am I supposed to advocate that he
will? And every time they talk about it, it's cryptic. It's like The Undertaker. Like, oh, who knows? We just want him to get healthy. I know.
It was like Casper. Okay, so
Wyatt Teller.
So he was the only one in the line I was thinking about. Okay. I was going to say the whole line is not on that list of the core. What is
Wyatt? Consider Joel Bitonio? I don't think he's. I would be surprised if Joel played next year. That's why
I don't think you can consider him part of the core. I think this is going to start to go. It's already started to go downhill. I think it's going to only be at a rapid rate there.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't rely on him beyond next year. I would imagine.
So Teller is part of the core. That's five.
I think we're at six now. Oh no, you didn't give me JOK.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tomlinson, no. Okay, no. Hicks, no. Delpit?
No.
Emerson?
No.
Nah, not Newsom.
Sorry, I said no like it was my Charlotte does like no
very,
like that.
Like didn't know.
She doesn't know. She's two, though, so it's okay.
So I just want to point out the commonality. Four of the five guys in your core are 30 years or older, or in that 30-year realm.
Well, I mean, that's why we talk about the offensive line that way.
That's the age concern.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. It is the exact problem that the 49ers are having. There's no debating that, except their quarterback. They thought they had a franchise quarterback. They thought he was obviously, he's young, but they thought that they had a franchise quarterback, and now they have to decide, do we pay Brock Purdy or do we not pay Brock Purdy?
Well, but that's why, to bring it back to the Browns, that's why I think it's impossible to say that this is a quick rebuild for the Cleveland Browns. And again, we're parsing words. Jimmy Haslam could have a different version of rebuild. I think it's the most general term in the world because rebuild encompasses everything from teardown to, like, you're going to paint the shutters on your house. You know what I mean? Like, I look at this and I go, when your core is older, and I don't trust MJ Emerson, I don't trust Grant Delpit, I don't trust, Isaiah McGuire's playing better. Is he a starting edge rusher going forward?
Because we're talking about core pieces.
Yeah.
And he's not a core piece.
When four of the five core pieces that you have are approaching the second life of NFL of the NFL game, it's tough to just be like, because why is Denver good? Guys, Garrett Bowles has been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Look at their core guys. What happened is they drafted well enough over 2 years with Sean Payton and George Patton. George Payton.
It's Payton. It looks like Patton, but it's Payton.
But George Payton, that they actually replenished some of the young talent. The Rams. Kobe Turner in the third round, Puka Nacua in the fifth round. Mm-hmm. And again, they didn't have a first round. Didn't matter to them. But like that, those are teams that not a lot has changed for them, except they've just drafted well enough. I mean, the Rams lost Aaron Donald to retirement, and they're probably going to be a playoff team this year. And they are right. You can make an argument they're a better team now than they were last year.
And they did this with the worst offensive line in the sport for the first 10 weeks of the season.
Let's go with Thomas in Shaker. Thomas, welcome to the show, buddy. Do the Browns have to have a full rebuild?
Nick, first of all, I want to say you've been cooking, but I don't think the Browns need a full rebuild, but yet a half rebuild.
What's a half rebuild?
I really just want to say that, but what I really want to say is I think that I think a full rebuild would be firing everybody, clean slate, and trade in everything. That's a full rebuild.
I think that's tanking.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Well, no, that's tearing down to the studs and rebuilding from the beginning.
I still haven't figured out the difference between tanking and a full rebuild yet. I'm very lost as the difference there, Thomas. I've not been able to pinpoint
that
yet.
I think, to me, a full rebuild, so a tanking is you're literally trying to lose over successive years, and you're doing things like you're cutting like Jordan Poyer to save $1 million in 2016 and watching the guy go become an all-pro safety elsewhere, where if he was here, You should have just bit the bullet, taken it. So those are the kind of things that are tanking. A full rebuild is, it's going to be within 3 years, 2 years, before you're fully back to being not just a playoff team, but maybe something more.
Yeah, they sound very similar to me.
Honestly. But what I want to say is I think what the Browns should do is they should trade away older players. So I think that they should make some bold decisions. Even kind of take emotions away from equations. If you think that a player might be getting up there in age and we're paying them a lot of money and we could trade them for more draft picks, like you said, one thing that we struggle with is having high draft picks. But what if we trade some players away to get a higher draft pick or to move it up in draft to replenish our cornerback position or our linebacker position or to find the next great thing? I wouldn't mind trading Denzel Ward for something.
Yeah, but that starts to get towards tanking. If you're trading the few core players that you do have.
If it gives you more picks and more ability to move up through the draft.
I think you started this saying a half rebuild, and all of a sudden I think you're talking tanking there.
Honestly, I'll kind of am. Like, what other option do we have?
You take the next 2 years and draft well.
What we're going to do? Like, we're going to be mediocre? We might as well just redo the whole thing. Honestly, we might have to.
But you can, the Saints, in between their Super Bowl run and then the back half of Breeze's career, and thank you, Thomas, we appreciate you. I want to ask him if Santa was an elf. Damn it.
Thomas has some weird theories on life, so
took us for a journey there on what kind of rebuild the Browns wanted there. But the Saints had three straight 7-9 seasons and came out the other side with winning. Now, they had the quarterback, but that was a team that was basically propped up by head coach and a quarterback, and it took them a while to get back. So I just think, I think when you start to say, in a new quarterback, you need at least one starting defensive lineman, if not two, at least one starting offensive lineman, if not two, and a safety, and maybe a corner, and a running back. For instance, I think it was Mike Mayock that was like, hey, if they like one of these quarterbacks, they should trade up to get him. Okay, the
right,
problem is...
You find one you like.
And yeah. And by the way, that's usually, if you really think that much of the quarterback, you should go after that quarterback. You never be wrong if you hit on the quarterback, even no matter what assets you give up, right?
Right.
Here's a problem. Then the rest of the team is going to suffer, and it's going to take you a little longer to get the system around or the pieces around that quarterback to elevate that quarterback to be where they need to be. So there's just a catch-22 here. That's seven spots, and you shouldn't go into free agency this year.
Yeah, you feel a lot better if you're the Patriots right now, and even though your team around Drake May stinks, having Drake May, it means a lot because you know you can build in the right direction then.
Yes, but they at least got Drake May. Now this next offseason is about – so that's two offseasons.
Right. And no, I'm playing with you here, but that's the point, hello.
The point is that
once you land that guy, then you know it's not you're not just in an endless route to nothing. You're building towards something, and it's going to actually end up with wins, playoff wins.
Nelson, Chris, Josh, I want you guys to all stick here because I'm reading the comments here, and I think we're going to be building on this conversation. Especially Chris brings up a great point about Andrew Berry. But 216-474-0092. How much of a rebuild are we looking at with the Cleveland Browns? Jimmy Haslam says not very much, but it does get back to the chicken of the egg issue with the Cleveland Browns. We're going to get to that next on 92.3 The Fan.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.